change. Change is a simple six-letter word that will either raise the hair on the back of our necks or will really excite us. Change is riding a bike without training wheels. Think about the first time. As a matter of fact, raise your hand if you can remember the first time you rode a two-wheeler without training wheels. I know some of our younger ones out there, and even some of our more experienced people have. Okay, how about, think about if you have ever trained somebody up to ride a two-wheeler without training wheels. Raise your hand if you've done that. Looks like most of you have. That's great. I still remember Alyssa, our daughter, our oldest, taking her and explaining to her that I took her training wheels off of her bike, that it was not going to be as steady as it once was, but I would walk alongside of her and I would keep her steady. So we'd start out doing that. And then I'd explain to her, and next I'm actually going to jog alongside you and hold you. And then finally, I am going to run alongside you and then launch you off. I would always tell both Jared and Alyssa to ride close to the grass, so in case they did fall, they would be in a safer place, but not to ride on the grass because that could upset their balance. So change is something that can cause us pain. Change, sometimes we can scrape our knees. Sometimes change can actually divide us, separate us into groups. But change is also something that's really exhilarating. Change can cause us to learn new things. Change really is a wonderful thing. Today's scripture, we talked about change right at the beginning when the Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel?" You see, last week, Pastor Chris talked about Samuel being one of the last judges. And a judge was a leader of Israel. He was a spiritual leader. He would often sit between two people or two groups of people that had a disagreement and would settle that. But the people of Israel were not happy having a judge. They wanted a king, much like most of the surrounding countries. And so God granted their wish, and Samuel anointed the first king, Saul. Saul did not do a really good job, as we have learned. Now, why was Samuel mourning? Well, I think really there are two reasons. They were both because of change. He was probably upset that they went from having a judge ruling their country to having a king. And secondly, I think he was probably upset because Saul did such a poor job. So many times, change will be upsetting. I want to tell you about a church in Virginia called Riverside. Riverside started a ministry that was highly successful. I know you guys in the front would all love this. They had something that they called Slop Fest. And what they would do, they had a piece of property much like this church in which there was a long parking lot and at the end was a huge grassy area. And what they would do is they would have the fire department come every day for maybe 5 or 6 days in a row and hose down the property until it turned into a field of mud. And then what they would do is they would invite all the high school kids who recently got out of school for the summer, and they would have a one-day slop fest. And a slop fest was really all sorts of activities in the mud, you know, races and obstacle courses. Slop fest was highly effective. It brought a lot of young people into the church, not only on Sunday, but for their youth groups, for confirmation classes, and it also brought their parents. It was a wonderful ministry. But there was a mistake that Riverside Church did. Riverside Church, the organizers of Slop Fest, what they did not do was train up new leaders alongside of them to take over Slop Fest. So for 16 years, it was the same group of people doing all of the work. And one by one, people started, the leadership started falling out of Slop Fest until finally there weren't enough people to put together Slop Fest. Now, Riverside Church got a new pastor and a young pastor, and the pastor said, you know, we can't keep Slop Fest going. But what we are going to do is we are going to celebrate its demise. We are going to celebrate it. So they had a one-day festival, and it was goodbye to Slop Fest. And they had a bunch of different activities, hot dog eating contests and things like that. And they said goodbye to Slop Fest. Now, this new pastor, this young pastor, realized that many times when a ministry dies, a new ministry will arise. And sure enough, a whole new group of leaders took over, and they not only designed a new ministry, but it was a five-day ministry, and they held it at a beach in the local area. And not only was it a bunch of activities and games and fun things, but they started out each morning doing devotions. They had Bible study, they had worship and praise, along with the fun activities. So even though at times we don't desire change, good things come out of change. Change is riding a bike without training wheels. Now, the next part of the reading I want to talk to you about is verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him." And this, of course, if you remember, when Jesse's sons were being paraded in front of Samuel, the very first one was a real tall, handsome guy. And immediately Samuel looked at him and was thinking about King Saul, who was also tall and handsome. I don't know about you, though, but my definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. And pretty much that's what he was doing. So, my next point. Okay, 2 weeks ago, I was talking to our parish nurse, Chris Meyer, and I've already talked to Chris, and she allowed me to share this little story. But when Chris first went into nursing to become an RN, is that correct, Chris? Chris went into nursing having a passion to heal people, heal them physically. And it wasn't long before Chris realized that there was more to the job than just healing people physically, that she was really called to having a good bedside manner and taking time to understand not only the physical pains the person had, but the emotional pains. And Chris didn't say this to me, but I could kind of piece this together as she was talking to me. I think some of the other nurses that she worked with became a little jealous of Chris because Chris's patients really responded to her because she spent so much extra time talking about their feelings, praying with them, their emotions and such. It wasn't long before Chris had read about parish nursing, and Chris prayed about it, had her husband pray about it, And Chris realized that she was being called to a new type of ministry, parish nursing, which even though it focused on the healing of the body, the big focus was on the spiritual part. And as you well know, Chris is our parish nurse here at First Pres. Likewise, she's also a part-time parish nurse over at Allen Park Presbyterian Church. Change is riding a bike without training wheels. The last part of this that I'd like to read you is verse 13. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him, David, in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. David was anointed to be the next king. And I don't know about you, but if I was anointed for anything, I'd want to get on with it. But David listened to God and realized that even though he was anointed, he was not to become king yet. That he was actually supposed to work in Saul's house, and to see what being a king was all about and what it wasn't all about. So he saw the good and the bad. So basically, David had to put his kingship on hold. And many times when we listen to God about change, we have to put certain things on hold. A friend of mine, who also is named David, is a 27-year-old. And as he was growing up in the church that he attended, the pastor immediately noticed that this guy was special. And so as a teenager, David was in the youth group and took leadership position. And as he became a young adult when he was in college, he did some college ministry. And finally, after he graduated from college, he got married, and he and his wife prayed about this, and he really felt called to get an MDiv or get a master's degree in divinity to become a pastor. So David went to seminary and got about halfway through when his pastor called him into the office and said, David, I've been praying about this. Our church is going to start a church plant or a new church, and God is telling me that you need to be the pastor. Well, David was really surprised because, you know, he hadn't even completed divinity school, and here his pastor felt that he was ready to pastor a new church. So David and his wife prayed about it, and he accepted the call. But what David realized is he had to put something on hold. And what he did was he put his theological training on hold. David is a pastor, has been a pastor for about 8 months now, is growing this little church start. And eventually, I am sure God will call him back to complete his divinity degree. Change is riding a bike without training wheels. Today is Father's Day, and I want to say happy Father's Day to all of you out there, whether you have children biologically or you have a niece or a nephew that you you care for, or a neighborhood child. And when you think about it, our Father, our Heavenly Father, he always coexisted with his Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. They were always together. And he finally realized that at one point, we needed a Savior. And so he sent his Son. He sent his Son to earth, knowing full well that he would be separated from him. and sent him to die for our sins and to resurrect and to promise us eternal life. This was a big change. So I'm going to close with a challenge for all of you today. I like to make challenges. My challenge is I would like you to think of a person in your life, somebody you have a relationship with. Maybe it's somebody older, maybe it's somebody younger. And I would like to challenge you to make a change in that person's life. It may not be a person now. It may be an organization. It may be a committee here at church. But think about a change that you could make in this person's life. It may be teaching them how to do something. It may be helping them financially. It may be leading them spiritually. And then the second thing I want you to do is to meet with that person and to pray about this and see if this is something that they agree with. The third thing I would like you to do is to come up with a plan with that person. Because, you know, we can all have good intentions, but unless you have a plan, it's not going to work. And then the fourth thing I would like you to do is have somebody monitor you, have somebody check up on you on a regular basis to see how it's going. So that is my challenge for you. And remember, change is riding a bike without training wheels. Amen.